Father Leslie Rumble was an Australian priest who hosted a radio show called Question Box, in which he answered apologetics questions from listeners. Father Charles Cardi, an American priest, had a similar radio show called The Catholic Radio Hour. These two priests compiled many of these questions and answers in a series of books called Radio Replies. We present here some of the questions and answers.
Development of Dogma. Question. Hasn't the Church changed quite a lot of her dogmatic teaching in deference to modern thought? Answer. She has never changed a dogma, nor has she changed in any essential Christian truth. She does change in many secondary ways according to the needs of the time, but this occurs chiefly in matters of discipline. She has never modified her methods and teachings in deference to modern thought. Question. Has not the Catholic Church added dogma after dogma of which the early Christians knew nothing? Answer. The Church has never added a single teaching of dogmatic value which was not contained in the original teachings of the apostles. Where doubts have arisen, she has officially defined the right doctrine, not giving a new doctrine, but clearly expressing the exact significance of the old doctrine. And that is exactly what a teaching church is for. Meantime, the early Christians, by believing in the doctrines of Christ, believed these truths also, at least implicitly, though they could quite well have been ignorant of the later terms used to describe them. Question. Did not Christianity borrow many doctrines from Greek, Egyptian, Persian, and other mythologies? Answer. To this I reply firstly that there are naturally certain similarities between religions from the mere fact that they are religions. Religion is natural to man, and naturally issues and expressions suitable to man. But similarities do not of themselves argue to derivation. Secondly, Cardinal Newman remarks that in some things Christianity could certainly make use of good elements in paganism. Even paganism has some elements of truth mixed up with its errors. Christianity, in its development, could select those elements of natural truth, remove all pagan and erroneous associations so that they cease to be pagan, and make use of the purified truth to better express Christian notions. Always, however, the motives why these things are observed among Christians are absolutely new and distinct, and cannot be found in pagan rites. Question. People will never know the dogmas of the Church to be true unless she changes them. Answer. If people do not know the dogmas of the Church to be true, it is not because of any fault in the dogmas, but because of a fault in themselves. They are either inadequately informed or wrongly informed. Certainly they would never know the dogmas of the Church to be true if she did alter them. Any alteration of them would be at the expense of truth. Question. Your unchanging dogmas are an insult to man's evolving intelligence. Answer. Rather do you insult reason when you suggest that their truth must change before intelligent men can accept them. If what was true in religion 2,000 years ago is not true today, it never was true. If I can disbelieve it now, it should have been disbelieved then. Christ taught absolute truth, and his doctrine will remain itself for all eternity. If the dogmas of Christianity changed, every intelligent man should abandon Christianity. Intelligent men are rapidly abandoning Protestantism with its constantly shifting positions. The Catholic Church refuses to change her dogmatic teaching, and she is daily receiving intelligent men into her fold. Question. Do you think that your old-fashioned dogmas have any appeal? Answer. The dogmas of the Catholic Church clearly express the exact teaching of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. If they seem old-fashioned to some men, these men have simply outgrown the truth to their own detriment. Question. Are not your dogmas a crime of hostility to freedom of thought and expression? Answer. Hostility towards freedom to do wrong or express false blasphemies and irreligious doctrines is not a crime. It would be a crime to be indifferent to these things. True religion gives freedom from error, and freedom to love and serve God. Question. So Catholics must strangle their reason and swallow anything the Church teaches, however unlikely? Answer. The strangling of reason is left to people who are ready to believe anything they hear about the Catholic Church. But the Church herself asks no man to strangle his reason, and says that it is a heresy to say that it ought to be strangled. Nor must Catholics accept anything, however unlikely. If a thing seems unlikely, they should suspend their judgment until they secure evidence of its truth or falsity, and then decide accordingly. Question. But by the mere fact of accepting the teachings of the Church, Catholics are accepting other men's reasonings. Answer. They are not. Where other men's reasonings are concerned, Catholics should test them for themselves, and if they prove faulty, should reject them. But the Catholic Church says that when God has revealed a truth, it is no longer a question of men's reasonings, and that we are not morally free to assert the opposite. We are obliged to accept doctrines revealed by God, because we know that God cannot be mistaken. Question: Will you receive understanding from any source other than your church? Answer: Yes. For knowledge of science, I go to scientists, of history to historians, of law to lawyers, of medicine to doctors, of other religions to textbooks of other religions. For knowledge of the religion revealed by Christ, to the Catholic Church.